Good evening, good evening, good evening. Can y'all hear me? All right, good, good, good. We're going to do something a little different tonight. We're gonna pray. But tonight we're going to begin and we're going to pray for the nations. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to show y'all how we do it here at Word of Life Christian Center. That's not the only way. Online students, we do invite you to join us as we pray for the nations. We're going to read two scriptures, 2 Chronicles. And believe it or not, this is a demonstration of one of the types of prayer that our author gives to us, okay? 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, verse 14. And 1 Timothy, chapter 2. And then I'll give you the verses when we get there. 2 Chronicles 7, 14, are you there? Okay. And what we're doing, we're praying for the nations, and in this particular section, we're just reading, and we're going to be praying for Christians in the nations, that the Christians in the nations know what to do. Amen? All right. Let's everybody read. Ready? Let's read. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Amen. Christians knowing what to do. 1 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to read verses 1 through 4. And in this one, we're praying that, first of all, that all men be saved. And we're praying for all in authority. President, vice president, governor, parish president, you know, whoever. Amen? We're praying for those in authority. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 4. Ready? Let's read. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of our Savior, who will have all men to be saved. Now let's stand and we're going to pray about that. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise and honor and glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord, we just lift up the nations before you, Father. Lord, we're praying for Christians, Lord, in the nations, that they will know what to do. And Lord God, we're praying, Father God, that all men be saved. We are especially praying for all those in authority, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ala la la maha shanda da baki here. Ama mama mama manda de be de de. Ala la la maha shanda da bakaya you here. Ama mama mama manda de be de. Online students. Hallelujah. Join in with us. Ala la la maha shanda da baki here. Ala la la mala la kanda da maya da mohu sanda da bakaha. Ama mama manda de be de. Ala la la maha la la kanda da mahaya you here, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for our president. Ala la la mahaya you here and our vice president. Ala la la maha shanda da bakaha. Ama mama manda de bede. Ala la la maha shanda da bakaya ye hila mahala da konda da maki hia. Ye de 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 de. Ye de 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 de. Ala la la mala la kanda da mahaya ye hia. Yes, Lord God. Our Supreme Court justices, Lord. Glory to God. Ala la la maha shanda da bakaha. Ama mama manda de bede. Ala la la mahaya ye hia. Yes, Lord. Congress, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for him, Lord God. Ala la la maha shaha. Ama baba baba banda de be de bakanda da mahia. Ala la la maha shanda da bakaha. Me de de bo. Ala la la mahia de me sanda da bakaha. Ye de de. Ala la la maha da da bakia de me sanda da bakaha. Ye here. Thank you, Lord. No more de me No more de me Oh, da baba 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 kashakanda da bakaha. Ala la la mala la kia. Thank you for our governor, Lord. You're here. Online students, you pray for your governor. Lieutenant governor. Secretary of State. All of our state legislators, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for them, Lord God. You're here, Lord God. Praying that they're all saved, Father. Glory to God, and that they come to the knowledge of the truth. You hear the truth of your word, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our sheriff, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for our chief of police. Thank you for all our councilmen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat on the Bodohaya. Now, Lord, as we pray for the nations, Lord, glory to God, we're praying that Christians, Lord God, in the nations, they know what to do, Lord God. Oh yes, Lord God. We stand in the gap. Glory to God for our nation, Lord. Glory. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah for the United States of America. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. You said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and that you turn it whithersoever you will, Lord God. Turn their hearts to you, Lord God. Glory to God. Turn their hearts to your word, to your will. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Open the book of Shaha. Yes, Lord God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, you're so good, Lord God. You're so good, Lord God. You've been so good to us, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, Mahashahaya. We bless you, Lord God. We bless you and we praise you, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all may be seated. Hallelujah. We just interceded. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. The prayer of intercession.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. A demonstration. What I wanted to do tonight, I wanted us to look at prayers. This all started, for some reason, I was reading the Our Father prayer in Matthew. And all of a sudden, I began to see how Jesus prayed, all the different kinds of prayer in that one prayer that our author is talking about. And I said, oh, I'm going to have to share this with the class, you know, and let them look at it and let them see. And so after that, then I began to look at other prayers. And believe it or not, one of the prayers that Apostle talked about tonight was one of the prayers that I wanted to share with you tonight. And what we're going to do, all we're going to do is just take a few minutes and we're going to read these prayers. I want to encourage you. Now, these are prayers that we use here, sometimes in prayer meetings, sometimes in assignments that our apostle gives to us. You know, he'll say, and I want y'all to look at this prayer, and I want y'all to pray this prayer. And you know, he'll give us a little bit more information. But I thought it seemed good to me and seemed good to the Holy Ghost for us to go over these prayers tonight. Amen? Amen. 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 So that was one. The intercession for the nations and for Christians in the nations and for all men to be saved and those in authority. Now, you know, sometimes it takes us longer than 10 minutes, you know, to do that. And it'll probably take you longer than 10 minutes. But as the Spirit leads you. Amen? Amen. So you got some scriptures, and the best way to pray for them is in the Spirit. Because we don't know who they all are. We don't know what their situation, what their circumstances, and what they need. But the Holy Ghost knows. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. So let's start with Our Father. Over in Matthew, and we're going to look at it in Matthew 6. And it's verses 9 through 13. And this is what I began to see. And, you know, Jesus says, verse 9, after this manner, are you with me, online students? We're looking at prayers tonight. We're beginning with the Our Father prayer in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 through 13. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. And Jesus says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So he's praising. Amen? Amen. Can you see that? Can you see he's praising? Hallowed be thy name. He says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then he's petitioning, give us this day our daily bread. Can y'all see that? Can you see it? Okay. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Praise again. He started with praise. He's ending with praise, like our author said. Remember? Mm-hmm. Okay. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Can you see that? Amen? Okay, let me find my little sheet. Okay, here it is. Okay, so we started with the Our Father prayer. Oh, let's turn to John 17. Jesus' prayer. Now, these are prayers that you can pray also. Amen? Jesus prayed for us. Gotta look at the verses. Let's see what I wrote down. All I put was 17. And, you know, we generally refer to this as the high priestly prayer. Those of you who were reading along with the apostle, we read this last week. Okay, let's see where I want to. Okay, let's start at verse. Okay, I heard verse 9, so we'll start at 9. I was going to go down to 13, but we'll start at 9. And I want everybody, okay? Everybody got a Bible or sitting next to somebody with a Bible? Y'all got your phones? Okay. Let's start at verse 9. Ready? Let's read. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept them, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Look at this. And the glory, look at that, and the glory which thou hast given me,
I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are.
Mm-hmm.
I in them,
and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Hallelujah. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory,
which thou hast given me.
For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, look at that. The world hath not known thee, but I have known thee. And I have declared unto them thy
name,
and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Hallelujah. Yes. Look, she said, that's powerful. Yeah. You know, and this is what Jesus prayed. He prayed this for us. He too was interceding for us. Amen?
Amen.
Praying to the Father. I mean, and look, he says, you know, I want them to be one.
Amen.
Like we one, you know. That same one as he had with the Father, he want us to have it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's move on. This is the one that Apostle referred to tonight. Ephesians chapter 1. Now, this is one that you can pray for yourselves. You can also pray for others. And what you're praying for is revelation and understanding. Amen. I've heard Brother Hagin a long time ago, he used to say the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing. You know, that's what you want. That's what you're praying for. But anyway, we're going to start at verse 17 through 23. Everybody got it? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23. Y'all ready? Okay, let's go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And then you say, you know, thank you. And what I do is then I begin to pray in the Spirit. Amen? Because I'm praying in the Spirit concerning me receiving revelation. The Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what I want. Amen? So then I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit, help me. And so then I pray a little while in the Spirit. Let's go over to chapter 3. This one is the prayer for us to be strengthened in our inner man, starting at verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And we'll read through 21. Ready? Let's read. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Pray in the Spirit. Amen. And always tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for that. I'm being strengthened in my inner man. Turn over to Colossians chapter 1. Asking for wisdom. Amen. I like to think of it as wisdom of his will. Beginning at verse 9. And we're going to read to verse 14. 9 to 14. Ready? Let's read. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray and to desire that we might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Amen. So you see, another prayer. You can pray in your private time, your devotion time, and then begin to pray in the Spirit. Amen. Now, this is a very familiar one. It was real, real popular a couple years ago, but Apostle told us about a month or so. And don't forget the prayer of Jabez. Amen. So then you go over to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. First Chronicles chapter 4, the prayer is in verse 10, but we're going to read 9 and 10. Everybody got it? Okay, First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. Ready, let's read. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that your hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. So then you can pray that. You can pray that for yourselves. You know, Lord, bless me. You know, and the guy wrote the little book, you know, I read it a couple of times. And then he was explaining like each one of these little segments, bless me. And we sometimes think, you know, well, it's not right for us to ask God to bless us. Yes, it is. Amen. It is right. It is good for us to ask God to do that. Jabez did that, and God granted him that which he requested. Amen. Hallelujah. And if he did that in the Old Testament, then we sure can do it in the New Testament. Amen. Yeah. Enlarge my coast. Yeah. Increase me. That's all. Increase me. We have to ask. You have not. Because you ask not. We learned that in this class. Amen. This is what we learned. Let's see. Enlarge my coast and that your hand. Oh, my Lord. You know, the hand of the Lord be with you. Oh, my. Guiding you. Protecting you. Keeping you. All of that. We want all of that. Amen. Yes. And then keep me from the evil. Keep me. Keep me from the evil. I don't want to be in no evil. You know? Amen. Glory to God. So these are some prayers that you can pray. Now, I really, really, really wanted to go to, let me see. Yeah, we got time. We got time. Let me find it right quick. First Kings. Amen. Is this helping y'all? I mean, I don't know. It just seemed good to me. It seemed good to me to do this. It's like, okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is the prayer that Solomon prayed. Apostle also. He just did this. And, you know, he went over this with us. And I was just so blessed. You know, now he went into more detail in terms of explaining it. But what we're going to do, you know, we're just going to read it because it shows us what Solomon really asked for.
Come on now.
What he really, you know, there are a lot of things. I mean, you know, God shows up and you know, what can I do for you, you know? And it's like, this is what Solomon is asking for. So I think it's a lesson for us. You know, when you go to God, don't always ask for things. Don't always ask for things. Ask for more of him. Amen. Ask to be closer to him. Apostle was telling us to be intimate. You know, Lord, I want to draw near to you. And I want you to be near to me. You know, help me. Okay? So let's look at how Solomon prayed. We're going to start in, let's start in verse 7. 1 Kings 3. And 7. Ready? Let's read. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Look at that. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people. Hold on just a minute. This is a good one to pray even for your pastor. You can pray this for your pastor. Amen. You know, give him an understanding heart. You know, pray for yourself, but pray it for him also. That's another thing. You know, We pray for our apostle. Now, God has just blessed Word of Life Christian Center. He didn't give us just a pastor. There's nothing wrong with a pastor. They're a fivefold ministry. But he gave us a pastor who was also an apostle. He said we must have been special. Must have been special. Amen. But this is a good prayer to, you know, to when you're lifting up your pastor and his family. Oh, yeah. I was so blessed. This was a long time ago, but Pastor Phillips showed me that it's not just my apostle, but his family, Sister Carol and the children. He's like, oh, I mean, I said, okay, I got it. All he had to do was say it one time, I got it. Amen? All right, let's see. Where did I stop? Let me see. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart. Yeah. To judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there none like thee before, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. Amen? Amen. Now, wasn't that good? All he asked for was an understanding heart. Help me to understand. Amen? Help me to know. Help me to see. And God said, I mean, you know, this man, he was king. He was the king. And he was so humble. He was so meek. He said, I'm a little child, you know. Just tell me, you know, I'm over all of these people. Give me an understanding heart. Help me to lead these people. Help me to lead them the way you want them to be led. Help me to do for them. And then the Lord said, all right, I'm going to do what you've asked. Amen. So, you know, God is still doing that.
Yes,
you know, what are you asking? Remember once before we talked about motive. You know, what's your motive? You know, why you want this? Is it to glorify God? Is it to edify the body of Christ? Why you want it? Amen? And then when God can see your heart, he'll give you that and more. Amen? Now, there's nothing wrong with asking for blessings. There's nothing wrong with it. But what Solomon is showing us, that he was more concerned about receiving the understanding. Yeah. So that it looked like to me, like if you get the understanding and you can get all the other stuff. You can get yeah, if you can discern, you know, like he asked for, then you can get all that other stuff.
Amen.
You know, because God knows I got your attention.
Right.
You know, and when I tell you, you know, go this way, then you're going to go that way. And I tell you to do this, and then you're going to do it. Amen? And, you know, and that's the attitude that we have to have. You know, we pray, thy will be done. But, you know, we have to mean. Mean, thy will be done. And, you know, and listen to what our apostle is teaching us. And then, you know, a lot of this, like he said, we're not going to understand it all. But we can go to God in prayer. See, this is why, this class is a part of this curriculum. It's not, you know, there's some people who think it's about teaching you how to pray. I mean, they got people out there who can run circles around us in prayer. People in here can run circles around me in prayer. But it's about you understanding before you leave this school why prayer is so important. Why do you need to pray? Okay? You know, Apostle was telling us, you know, one of the things he used to tell us a long time ago, before he does anything at this church, it is saturated with prayer. Everything is saturated. He does not make a move unless he has prayed about it and the Lord has spoken to him about it. I've shared with you before the importance. Now, the author calls, I don't even know if that's a prayer, but he calls it a prayer of waiting, and he used the word up on God, and I said waiting on God. Well, it's just being silent, and we've talked about that. A lot of times, especially praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, we just pray, and we never stop. We don't even want to breathe sometimes, you know, we're praying. You have to pause. You have to pause, and you have to hear what God is saying. Amen? You want to hear, oh, my God, he's going to speak. Amen? And you may not understand what he's saying or why he's saying, but then you say, you got to respond. God, dog it. Yeah, thank you, Lord. You've got to respond. When you hear a word from God, say, Lord, thank you. I receive that. Then say, Holy Spirit, show me what I need to do. You know, what's my next step? What would you have me to do? And just pray about it. Pray about it. And, you know, you may not, and I'm not going to say all day. You know, pray about it. Tell the Holy Spirit give you release. You may not get the answer right then, but go back. I got one right now. Every now and then when it comes to my mind, I can't tell it to y'all, but it's good. It is so good. And it's like, Lord, I receive that. I receive, and I'm looking for that. But I have to tell him, I said, now, Lord, now don't let me miss it. Talking about missing your visitation. Remember, Apostle said that. Don't let me miss it. See, because sometimes I'm looking for something spectacular. When you give me a word, and sometimes it's small. It's a small thing, but it's going to make the biggest difference in my life. Amen. That little bit of thing going to make all the difference in my life. I said, Lord, let me see it. Oh, my. Give me eyes. Okay, just like he said, Luke 24:31. You know, he said their eyes were open. I pray, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. And you can pray, Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. I pray, verse 45, Lord, open my understanding. Yes. You know, I used to always say, give me ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to understand. Right. I never said open my understanding. Yes. It's like, oh my God, right. I can ask the Lord in the name of Jesus to open my understanding, and he'll do it. Amen. Amen. See, when you read, don't just read the Bible just to be reading the Bible. Right. Apostle is telling us, make it personal. Right. Make it personal. I mean, the other day it was like I was in prayer, and then all of us, I forgot what we were praying, but we have an agenda that we go down the agenda. And all of a sudden, I realized I can know that. Mm-hmm. I say, well, you have given to me to know. Right. And I say, I can know. I got so excited, you know, because sometimes things look like they're confusing, you know. I say, oh, I can know. And I say, Lord, thank you. I can know, and I'm expecting him to begin to reveal some things. Amen. 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 I've enjoyed this. I don't know if y'all have. Online students, I hope you've enjoyed it. These are just some prayers that we have gone through and prayed here at Word of Life Christian Center and continue. You know, it's not a one-time thing. We continue to pray some of these prayers as the Lord leads. Amen. 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 Y'all be blessed. We have two more sections, sessions. We will get through chapter 8. I am encouraging everybody to read chapter 8 because I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail. We have talked about praying in tongues. We have talked about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I do want you to read it and be familiar with what your author is saying. Amen? Amen. Y'all be blessed.